The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd. He was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He's going to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Every time we read this letter from 2 Maccabees chapter 7, I think most of us are almost shocked to hear the courage of Eliezer. And 2 Sundays ago, we had the first reading, which was taken from the same book, the same chapter, and it was the death of the 7 sons of the mother of the Maccabees. It's actually in the same chapter back to back. We read it and we're kind of astounded to see what courage the mother had, the sons had, and Eliezer. Let's try to glean some lessons we have from Eliezer. I think the first is that ever since he was small, child, young man, middle-aged man, he lived out his faith. So he was faithful to God until the end. So might not be our case, but it's never too late. Never too late to turn to God and to be faithful. Second is that he knew the law of God, he observed the law of God, he put in practice the law of God. And our love for God is not dependent upon feelings, emotions. Feelings and emotions come and go. Our love for God is dependent upon obedience to his commandments, as we see in Eliezer. Next point is that he's living in a time in which the Jewish people are being persecuted by the Greeks. The Greeks are trying to form a world religion, and abolishing the religion of the Jews. He's trying to force them to avoid being circumcised, to hide their sign of circumcision, set up a pagan gymnasium, which was filled with immorality. But the point, salient point today, is they're trying to force this man who's 90 years old, when people didn't live that long, he's living to be 90 already, trying to force him to break what is called the kosher dietary law of the Jews. And that was, one of the points was, you don't eat meat from pigs or pork, because that was considered an unclean food for them. So they're trying to force him to do it. They're trying to force him to eat that piece of pork. And not said explicitly, but I think what they've actually done is they've actually pried open his mouth, and they're putting a piece of pork in his mouth, and in front of them he's spitting it out. His acquaintances who have known him for a long time, they really like the guy, they admire him, they've hatched a plot. What he can do is he can go home and he can bring in some of their food, which is not pork, and he can fake that he's eating pork. He can pretend. So he does that, he'll save his life. So he's not breaking the kosher law. Pretty good plot, huh? What would you do? But then he's a very intelligent man. And he knows what he's doing is being seen publicly. And there are people, and especially young people, young Jews, who will be watching him. They will not know that it's not pork. They all think that it's pork. And if they think that it's pork, he will be giving a bad example to these young people that are watching him. So he makes the firm decision, I am not going to eat the pork because I'm not going to give bad example. I have given good example all my life. I'm not going to give bad example at the end of my life. He was firmly committed to the truth. He was firmly committed to giving good example. He is firmly committed even to suffer torture rather than to go against his conscience and to give bad example to the young people who would start to follow his bad example. The people that are surrounding him think he's a madman. He's lost his mind. He could save himself. So they become infuriated against him. Then he's tortured. Don't forget, this guy is 90 years old. And how was he tortured? Well, we're not sure, but it seems as if he's being scourged. He's being whipped. And isn't back down. So as he's being scourged, he becomes even more courageous. And his last prayer is very beautiful. He says, Lord God of heaven and earth, I cannot escape your judgment. Everything is seen before you. Nothing escapes the eyes of God. Even the most minute detail in the lives of all people in the world will never escape the eyes of God. This man is living in the presence of God. What a beautiful example. Teresa of Avila says, if we live in the presence of God, we would never sin. We sin because we become oblivious to the presence of God. We blot God out. We become temporary atheists. We kind of block him out. Huh? Keenly aware that God is watching him. God is permitting. God is allowing this torture. So he says in his last prayer, he says that he's suffering terrible pains in his body, but the sentence isn't finished. He's experiencing great joy in his soul. And he dies. He dies as a martyr because he shed his blood for the truth. He's rather willing to die than to betray the truth, to go against his conscience, as well as to give bad example to the young people. I think there are three conclusions. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. We rely upon God. We trust God. We love God. God will always give us the strength to bear whatever suffering he deigns to give us. But we must rely upon God. We cannot be focusing upon public opinion, what others say, of receiving accolades and praises. We have to focus on God. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Second, like Eliezer, none of us here are 90 years old, but none of us are spring chickens either, huh? We're in between the two extremes, huh? Wherever we go, whatever we do, like Eliezer, we should try to give good example. Amen? Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, whatever circumstance we find ourselves in, we should try always to give good example. Conversions come about through what? Through prayer and penance and preaching, but also good example. In Spanish, they say, el ejemplo arrastra. Huh? Speak Spanish, huh? El ejemplo. Good example. Pulls. And the last point I'd like to make is this. Last century was the century in which there are most martyrs in the history of Catholicism. Last century. But there's persecution now. The United States is a little bit more sophisticated than in other countries, but there's already persecution. We have to pray for strength. If we're called to be martyrs, God will give us the grace. St. Ignatius of Loyola says that we don't have the grace right now. But if God asks us for the grace to suffer for Him, to give up our lives for Him, the grace will not be lacking if we trust in Him. Eleazar and the Maccabees' sons and the mother, did they go to daily Mass? Did they receive the Eucharist often? Just once a month or once a year? Could they receive communion twice a day? Why not? This Mass didn't even exist yet, did it, no? This is about 150 years before Jesus was even born. In my meditate upon this, I've often thought about this. They didn't have the grace that comes from the Eucharist. You do. Hello? You do. So do I. They just had pale images. Pale images. Reflections. We've got the real thing. So the grace that we have at our disposition is 1,000 times much more potent. But we have to tap into that energy. That's what Holy Communion is. Holy Communion will give you the grace to do whatever God asks you to do. Because when you receive Holy Communion, you receive God into your hearts. And God is power. God is faithfulness. God is strength. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Amen.